Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I am your host, Codust, and we have our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, who is not with us. So we've only got a 30-minute show, today. We're going to get started and do our birthdays. Here we go.
Happy birthday.
All right, the only birthday I can believe it, only one birthday today, Miss Laura Murphy out there in California. So happy birthday to Miss Laura Murphy. Welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula. Do you happen to have any birthdays?
I got one. It's Lizzie's, and I can't pronounce her last name. And I can't find
That's
it.
That's fine.
I knew.
That's
oh, yeah,
fine, Paul.
L-I-N-D-Y, McGantz. M-I-G-G-A-N-T-Z. Happy birthday, sweetie, but I cannot even begin to pronounce your name.
That's me, Paula. I have that problem with several of my people. Famous birthdays, we have Roddy Piper for the Wrestling Fans out there. Roddy Piper was born on this day in 1954 and passed away in 2015, so he just passed away last year. And that is all we have on famous birthdays. On a day in history, on this day in 1970, Apollo 13 returned to Earth on this day in 1970. The question of the day is, does holding your hit longer get you high? Pioneer Paul, it's a true or false question, they said.
Yeah, well, it's probably false because I think they come out study that we've been doing it all wrong. So, I don't know. I like to hold it in as long as I can and go.
Captain Tom says no. He's straight up just no. They said the answer is that it's probably not beneficial to hold a hit any longer than just a few seconds. By most accounts, about 95% of the THC is absorbed by the lungs almost immediately. So almost immediately, they're saying it hits the lungs and you do not have to hold it in. And remember that old saying back probably 20 years ago or they probably still say today, they say if you don't cough, you don't get off.
Right.
You know. So it's like, okay, what did we do here, people? We've had all this all wrong. Oh, my.
Well, I can cough when I cough and when I don't cough, so there's that.
Tell them, Paula, it doesn't mean anything, does it?
No, and I don't hold it in that long. That way I have smoke left so I can give Shadow her shotgun.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't want to be selfish with it.
All right. It is a absolutely beautiful 79 degrees today. 79 degrees, sunny and beautiful. Pioneer Paula, do you happen to know what the weather is there where you're at today?
Well, I'd say it's over 80 because it's fucking hot already.
80 plus, I'll put down, Paula.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's beautiful, but where's spring, you know? Come on. I like the cooler weather. That way it makes cleaning the yard, you know, more pleasant when you ain't got sweat dripping off of you.
It just jumped. It went from winter, jumped spring, and went straight to summer, didn't it, Paula?
Yeah, I turned my radiator heater off and unplugged it yesterday. And now I'm going to have to start running fans. Really? You know, come on.
We got some shout-outs for Greg and Teresa Gordy, Raymond Buddy Plant out there in California, Michael Patterson up there in Northern Kentucky, Danny Storms is out there in Colorado, Pioneer Paula Willits in the western part of our state, with along with Mark Stephen Gamble, Mike Davis, and he is in Missouri. Thank you all. Thank you all so much for sharing the show and being on the show with us today.
I'm in the Jackson Purchase area of Kentucky. Thank you very much.
Well, it's still the western part of our state.
Yeah, but we're the redheaded bastard stepchildren of western Kentucky, okay?
Yes, I know, Paula. I know. It's shameful. You know, it's like, man, all this corruption in our state. You know, I seen some people, some folks earlier, you know, Miss Jolene had found a great clip of Gatewood from earlier that they added him in there. I was honored by that. And the Sheriff Denny Plyman was in there and things. And so I had shared it up on the radio page. Well, I had seen some other folks, they were sharing it. And it's sad because they have no idea that session's over with. They take it that
no.
just happened.
Because they don't
you
bring
know.
The day.
Yeah. You know, well, you don't have to necessarily read the date. Anybody that knows anything about passing these bills, session is over with.
Right.
You know,
like 2 weeks ago.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. You know, session's gone, people. No more bills till next year. Let's talk about it in January, you know. You won't be hearing us say call the 1-800 number till when? Next year. Unless something gets specially called, but the chances of that is very, very slim.
Right. This will probably be the first time in a long, 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 long time that there hasn't been a special session.
Right. And that's great. I mean, you know, but I mean, oh, man, I mean, I haven't got to read that whole thing that you were sharing with me there earlier, but I mean, I guess we got a lot of people pissed off over this new ID thing, you know, this federal ID. You know, and here's the thing about it, and, you know, I mean, I'm pissed off about it myself because I don't fly. I could care less about getting on a fucking airplane, you know. I mean, that's who it's supposed to affect. You know, and that's me, too. I don't plan. I know a lot of people that, I mean, I bet you we outnumber the folks that don't fly that do fly.
Probably. I did it one time a long, long back in 78, and I don't ever want to do it again. Fuck it. I don't like it. I'll drive or I'll stay home.
Right. We're going to take a break for Raymond Buddy Plant. We're going to play his Puff Puff Pass song, and we're going to be back in 3 minutes and 16 seconds, and we'll be right back.
Oh, shit. I may have to just Puff Puff Pass right along with it.
All right, Paula. Get ready. Here we go.
I can't be there right now. So I Facebook like and share my crowd. I wanna vape with you. I really, really wanna vape with you. I can't be there right now. Think I'm virtual ahead of this shit now.
I'm gonna lie.
Raymond Buddy Plant, thank you so much for that song. Thank you, man. What a hell of a song.
Well, I'm puffing, but there ain't nobody to pass to, so I'm just passing it back and forth.
We're just sitting, yeah,
and Shadow's
just outside.
She didn't want a man, so.
Oh,
she
man. Well, it's too much, yeah, too much fun out there. She's having way too much fun outside, Paula.
She's just laying, you know, by the gate where she can see the road and just guarding, you know. She's just enjoying the hell out of it. And Hercules is out there with her, and the hero and Daisy's in here with me. They just don't like to smoke.
Right. Bothers them. I don't blame them. We're going to listen to Gatewood at Fancy Farm. It's one of my favorite speeches in the whole wide world, and, I'm just tickled to death to have the words of Gatewood Galbraith. Governor Beshear is no longer our governor, but he was just beaten out of office, and to me, this will go down in the history books as long as I'm living. But it's Gatewood at Fancy Farm. And it's 2 minutes and 37 seconds, and we'll be right back and get ready to celebrate 420 here. Here we go.
Thanks very much, folks. Gatewood Galbraith here. First of all, I'm going to go away from my regular speech for just a second and tell you, Governor Beshear, that was the worst darn speech I ever heard anybody give. For a person who's supposed to be trying to come up with solutions to Kentucky's problems, for you to go over there and try to hide behind the bodies of our young men and women on the military. I've got an honorable discharge from Marines, and I was highly offended by it. And the reason you did that was because you were too damn cowardly to go down there and congratulate the Navy SEALs at Fort Campbell when you had the chance. And we were slamming you heavily, and you arranged this trip to go over there to try to buy yourself out of the predicament you put in. That's like trying to buy a room full of flyers for your girl after you've been caught cheating. And you should have used that time to come up here and talk about solutions to Kentucky's problems, not what your false patriotism is. My name is Gatewood Galbraith, and I'm an independent candidate for governor. We don't want a political party. My running mate and I... Hey, dear, if you're going to use your outside voice, go over and join the other children over on the playground. We're trying to get some serious conversation going on here, okay? So you go over with the other kids over there. You know, people say, Galbraith, you're a perennial candidate. And I said, well, Kentucky's got perennial problems. If the people had beaten me the first time and solved the problems, I wouldn't have had to run again. But they didn't, and they haven't, and they can't, because neither party can produce a candidate that can disengage from the partisanship long enough to work with the other side to actually get the job done. The leadership of both parties have their horns locked up like two white-tailed bucks fighting over territory while our business lays dead in the dust. How many of you all were satisfied with Congress's performance last week? How many were satisfied with Congress? The same thing's happening right here in Kentucky, and if you keep voting for these parties, it's going to continue to do just what happened up on a national level.
All right. God bless Gatewood. One of the best audios we've got of him. One of the great speech power.
You know that a cop, police officer, had to escort that lady out of there?
Really?
Yeah, I watched it. It was fun.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, it's like, man, I mean, you know, I don't know what her problem was. And if you ain't careful, probably too much alcohol.
Probably.
You know, she probably had just a little bit too much to drink that day.
You know, it would be nice if the Democrats left their people at home and the Republicans left their people at home and just let it be people that, Republicans and Democrats and Independents, that fucking live down here. We don't want all these damn idiots shipped from all over the country to come down here to do their fake shit to support the Democratic or Republican candidate that they can't even vote for. It's a false sense of support. You know, it's just a TV op, you know, photo op.
Right. Well, I had said earlier today the debates, you know, I refuse to watch a debate because on the Republican side, it's all the Democrats' fault. Well, on the Democrat side, it's all the Republicans' fault. Well, you know, neither one of them is taking accountability to where that maybe the problem is with both parties, you know. I would like to hear a candidate to get up there and say that, you know, there is a problem. You know, I mean, whether he be a registered Republican or a registered Democrat, either way. But to just spit the truth and say, you know, hey, you know, this is the problem here. You know, there's problems, major problems in the Democratic Party, and there's also major problems in the Republican Party. Neither one of them is better than the other one. You know.
They're both worthless people. Shit.
Right. They're both failed parties. You know, if they was such successful parties, we wouldn't have what they call a green group, an independent voters. We wouldn't have hell, you've got, I don't know what you call the people that don't even believe in voting at all. You know, I mean, I'm beginning to run into people.
There's
that
a lot
know,
of them.
You know, that, yeah. I mean, so you've got to categorize them into some kind of a group, too, the people that don't vote, never will vote ever again. You know. And, I mean, I meet a lot of people like that, you know, it's like, nope, they're sick of it, they're not going to do it, they're just not going to do it, and they refuse to register. I think we'd be really surprised if we could have the numbers of how many people, I don't know if that's available to the public, of how many people that is registered to vote in Kentucky. Be something to check into.
And then there's so many damn people that's registered that don't even fucking go vote.
Well, that's true, Paul. That is true. That is a major problem up there. We're actually going to have to take a break, though, because it's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's 4:20 here by Don Miller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley, and we're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. And here we go, Paula.
I'm ready. Puff, puff, pass.
They're getting off of work. I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour. I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning. I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere and 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, but baby. you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer. I learned to let it all go. Lots of state of mind and atmosphere. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer.
Yeah, what a badass little song right there. Great song. Thank you, Don Mueller and Pat Riley out of Doylestown, Tennessee. We love that little song.
My CD of that song, where I can 420 it anytime I want to now.
Thank him. Thank you so much, Don, for sending that to Paula. I know how much it means to her.
He's ranking right up there, you know, right with Willie too, man. So he's my man too.
Absolutely, Paula. What if I got that song into? If I got that song, World Haggard. I mean, it's all going to pop. I can't remember how I've got it up on there. Me and Jolene always have a hard time finding it because it's all going to pot. I think it's all going to pot is how we had it listed, but not seeing it in there like that. Because I wanted to play that because of Merle Haggard there. I'm still not seeing it. Wow, well, I don't know how I've got it in there. And I know we've got it because we've played it.
Yep.
Maybe I've got it down there under Willie Nelson. If you can't find it under it, all going to pot, then maybe it's under the W. Maybe I'll remember this time after I find it, if I do find it. And if I don't find it, then we're going to run out of time. And that's okay, too, because we're actually only doing a 30-minute show today. We will be back with an hour tomorrow. Our show tomorrow. Let's see, Willie. Well, Willie, I see Willie, all kinds of Willie. I see a Willie with a Merle Haggard and a Johnny Cash song. I see Roll Me Up and Smoke Me When I Die.
That's a good one. I like
that. Well, I could have swore that we had that song. I know we do.
I know you had it. I know you do. Unless you deleted it at some point by mistake.
Well, no, because, I mean, what it is, it's just, it's probably the way I've put it in there, you know. I've looked under the M's for Merle, I've looked under the I's, and I've looked under the W's for Willie. So, I have no idea how I put it in there. Maybe we won't be playing that because we've only got like 5 minutes left and I don't even know how long the song was. I've seen Puff Puff Pass. We just played that. Probably I'll find it and then we'll be like, oh no, see, we found it and here it is. We've run out of time. That's okay. If we don't find it today, then we'll play it one day coming up in the show this week for the folks out there. We'll just go on. I'm going to quit looking for it. Tonight at Cosmic Charlie's. I'll give up on it because we haven't got but like 3-4 minutes left. Tonight at Cosmic Charlie's, the Restless String Band and the Blind Possum is going to be at Cosmic Charlie's starting at 9 o'clock tonight. So that's Restless String Band. Restless Leg is what they call themselves. And the Possum Trot Band, which is Blind Possum. And that is at Cosmic Charlie's at 388 Woodland Avenue, Lexington, Kentucky. Starts at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock, people. The doors open at 9. The music starts at 10. So you got an hour before the music goes on. Let's see. Anything else? That's all I'm seeing for, you know, 420. 420 is on Wednesday. You know, how fucked up is that? Don't you just really mess everything up for 420 to be on a Wednesday?
Well, it's a day of a month, and it's not going to stay on the same day every day.
Well, I know. It's like...
Well,
you know, can you imagine how... Well, I think that's one reason... I can't remember what the day was now. But boy, I tell you what, you imagine when it becomes on a Friday or a Saturday, especially Saturday, when it becomes Saturday again at 420, that'll be a big, big event that'd be a great time to schedule a big successful event when 420 hits a Saturday again.
I think
everybody
4 years ago,
with that.
I think it was on Easter Sunday 4 years ago, seems like. It was 420 4 years ago when me and Michaela went to Cape Girardeau to see Willie, and I think it was also 420. I know it's been on Easter Sunday, not in the too distant past, and I think it was about 4 years ago. So that was cool.
Oh, yeah, for sure, Paula. Hell yes. That's what we call badass. That is badass, Paula. You know. Good memories, making those good memories.
Michaela's senior prom is going to be on Willie's birthday. That's how I can remember when it is. April 30th. Yeah.
Right, and it is coming up, absolutely, because I've seen it on the thing, because I've done the birthdays and everything up till 5/17 of next month and things.
And we can do his birthday on the 29th and the 30th.
I want to thank you, Painter Paula, for so much for being on the show with us. I want to thank the love of my life. Thank all you folks out there that listened in, shared the show, or listens in after the show. Everybody have a good evening. Try to enjoy this afternoon. God bless. Love you, folks. We'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye. Love you.
Love you, honey. Bye-bye.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping, a little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma.